Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia. Today I have the pleasure to be in the studio with Bhakti from La Petite Maison and Manasi Jog, an artist, a new artist here in town. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Nadia. Thank you.
Good morning. Nadia. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Bhakti, dear.
Yes.
La Petite Maison is this artist residency, the only art residency we have here in Auroville. It would be lovely if you can tell us a bit about your project and introduce our new guest.
Yes, thanks, Nadia. So La Petite Maison is an artist residency that wants to welcome artists from outside of Auroville to create interaction within the Auroville cultural field. So Manasi here, we've been planning her residency since a few years now, so I'm pretty excited to have her here and to finally see the production and the collaboration that she's been working on. For me, it's interesting to have artists that work on different medium. So Manasi is working on a medium that we haven't shown before at La Petite Maison. So like that, we'll continue and diversify our artists' medium spectrum. And I'm pretty excited to have Manasi here, who will tell us more about how it's going right now.
Welcome, Manasi.
Thank you. Thanks, Bhakti. So I'll just start with I'll take over from what Bhakti left off at. So what I'm doing here at the residency is very much part of my practice, and I'm doing what you call printmaking. For printmaking is all about making impressions and making artistic impressions on a surface. For this particular residency, I am working with what you call monoprints. And monoprints are a way of creating impressions on paper, and you do it through a very simple process. Either you etch on or make impressions on a plate, which could be glass, which could be a laminate sheet, or which could be something softer, and then print with the paper on it. Now, I make my impressions with something called a gelatine plate. So I create my own gelatine plates, which is also an exciting process in itself. My work is very process-based. Outputs that I create are more, part of the process rather than actually, working towards the outcome. I'm working with the process, and I'm hoping that in a very serendipitous manner, I get something exciting in the end. It also very much works with my research, which basically is taking a lot from Indian craft, where Indian craft is a lot about thinking through making. So some pieces I work with, I just start making without any thought, or what is, what could be the concept. So they're not really conceptual. Some pieces, the concept comes with the whole at the end of the process, or what my concept might be comes at the end of the process. So that's pretty much what I'm doing at the Maison, at the Petite Maison. The overall theme of the final exhibit that we're going to be doing is working with memory and materiality. That's what I'm working with, because again, that also brings me back to one of the concepts of my research, or one of the lens that I'm looking at my research through. That's what we're
wonderful
looking
at. Working with memory and materiality, this strikes me. And I'm wondering if you found anyone, any activity unit or any art or craft entity here in Auroville with whom you could collaborate in these past weeks.
So I'm just going to do a little long-winded approach to that. As part of my research, I work with a lot of craft, and specifically craft artists and makers in India. Now, craft in India is viewed very differently. People are considered more makers and artisans rather than artists. And I'm trying very hard to, have a very... And there's a very sort of elitist approach to craft in India, where there's an us and them sort of, there's an artist and artisan sort of... differentiation between craftspeople and artists. And I'm trying to move away from that and do a very, this is all in my research, so I'm trying to do a very non-elitist approach to it.
It's kind of, it's a matter of filling a gap.
Yes.
Reducing the distance and in a way bringing crafts into art. And art into crafts.
The other thing that I'm also doing is I'm trying to do with the collaborations that I'm already doing in my research with them, I'm trying to do what you call self-representation rather than representation through community. So, and specifically I work with gendered crafts. So I work with women who create community-based crafts. Mm. So when I spoke with Bhakti about it for the residency, it was really nice to see Bhakti was as excited as I was about it. And she was very kind. She did a lot of recce research for me because I was not in India at that point of time. And what are the sort of people that I can collaborate with here when I come here for this residency as well? So for the residency, now coming to the residency, I'm now collaborating with two different people. One is... three people, actually. One is two artists from the LEC, the Life Education Center. One very young artist who's still in school or high school, and it's really exciting to work with her. And another artist who's a young woman as well. And they're both working with two completely different making methods. And the third person that I've worked with is a local maker who actually is from one of the villages, from the Kuilpalem village. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes.
So from the Kuilpalem village, and all of that, I have to give credit to Bhakti, because all I was telling her was, I was just telling her in our meetings that, these are the sort of people that I'm already working with as part of my research. I'm doing collaborative projects with very culturally based communities who do embroidery and weaving as part of their culture. It's very important for them culturally to do that. That's the only thing they know how to do, and that's how they know how to make a living and express themselves visually as well. So I was looking for people to collaborate with like that here as well. And so that's whom I'm collaborating with.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting. I'm glad you found both, thanks to Bhakti,
yes,
both artists from an Oroville unit, an Oroville activity, and from a local village. That's really nice for connecting the dots in the territory and making it more interesting. I'm wondering if you, talking a bit about your life rather than the residency itself, where we're going to get back to that soon, how are you able to move and to work with all of this in Australia where you live? Is there any way, any active collaboration or...
So your question is around my research as well?
Yeah,
or
your
already
research.
Existing projects as well?
Yes, all of your work.
So when the existing projects are very much part of an ongoing PhD that I'm doing. And when I started the PhD, or when I just before... when I was in the process of applying for the PhD, I already knew what I wanted to do. I was looking at a very autoethnographic process along with collaborating with gendered crafts. And so when I applied, COVID had not yet hit. And it takes about 6 months for the whole process to finalize in the university to get back and so on, or revert to us about whether we're through or not. So by the time that happened, COVID had hit. And I was still, you know, all of us were still hoping that, COVID, stops and we can all travel. So throughout the beginning of the 6 months of my PhD, I said, I'm going to travel to India, live there for 3 months and, at periodic intervals.
Do active research and field.
Yes, yeah. And do field research and work with them and stay there and so on. And that, of course, didn't happen. So,
change plan.
Yes. So I pivoted my research to an online collaboration, okay. Which was, which had its pros and cons, which had a lot of pitfalls, but we still made it work up to a point until now when I could travel. So the ethics that I applied for, because I'm working with indigenous communities, so the ethics that I applied for was for an online project, but now I'll have to again pivot it back to a face-to-face collaboration. So currently that project is... the first leg of the project is pretty much done, where I have collaborated with an embroiderer from the Rabari community in Kutch, because I said in the beginning that my work is autobiographical, autoethnographic. I was born in Kutch. My wow. mother's family is from Kutch.
Wow, such a lineage then. Embroidery is in your blood.
I don't know about that, because I'm still learning from them. But the idea of such collaborations is that we learn from each other, we bring out visual and conceptual strengths in each other, and we teach each other and not necessarily tangible things. We teach each other even intangible things, things like just confidence and support and being there for the other and, supporting them in other ways, maybe outside the project, where you connect through networking, and so on, yeah.
Beautiful. Now, tell us about the 28th. I know you cannot tell everything before because, you want to keep the surprise. And what are we going to see?
So
what's happening?
So the 28th, we're definitely going to have a big show, which, of course, Bhakti has very beautifully shared with everyone, done beautiful invites and I think shared across Oroville. But what's going to be in the show? So there's going to be a lot of my prints and along with the prints, you're also going to see the work of these three artists and how our works have melded together. That's one. And my prints, along with especially the LEC Center artists, I've been able to actually sit with them, process with them their ideas of memory, if not materiality, but their ideas of memory. And they've actually created things around that. And it's actually been wonderful working with them because we are juxtaposing each other's work. So what really what you'll see is really a beautiful melding of both our works in some of the prints, not all, but in some of the prints. Or some of the artworks, let me call it that. So some of the artworks. The artworks are that I have created deal with personal memories. Some I will share, some I might not.
I'm curious.
And the way I have worked or the way I have created the prints is, and the where materiality comes in is literally because materiality and memory are always, they they entangle with each other because you remember things or you remember places or objects or people through texture, sound.
Through the senses.
Through the senses. Yeah. So that's what really I've tried to visualize in my prints.
Awesome. So looking forward to Saturday. Bhakti, yes. What time?
So you're all welcome from 4 to 6:30 Saturday afternoon. And if you can't make it Saturday, then please come Sunday between 3 and 4 p.m. The exhibit will be open and Manasi will be there and ready to share about her background and her process and her production, all of it. And I'd like to add that I'm very excited about how a collaboration comes together, how different techniques come together and are harmonious, and it really brings something new. Working through a collaboration is really beautiful, in my opinion. And also, Manasi has used an orange in one of her prints, so if you want to come and guess which one it is, that's a little...
Yeah, the orange question.
The orange question.
Which one is orange? Come and see. See you all on Saturday. Thank you so much. Thank you, Manasi.
Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Bhakti.
Thank you for having us, Nadia. Thank you so much.
See you on Saturday. Bye.